This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is the power of serenity. We recently talked about King Solomon's revelation about the need to shift his focus from so much on the things in his life to the giver of life himself. Today we move to the book of Philippians, where Paul takes matters to the next level, when he not only teaches us, but he practices for us from a Roman jail cell, that even when we're in the midst of persecution, to always be, as the scriptures say, in full joy of the Lord. And Paul shows us this. You know, he's going through his own trials in prison, but he is able to write letters from a place of joy from within. His believers and followers, there is division between many of them, but he focuses on the fact that the gospel is still being spread rapidly. Paul can really teach us something, and I tell you, this is where my work lies, because when things don't always go my way, rather than finding serenity or moving to a place of contentment, I move with the situation. I escalate and de-escalate with the situation. Paul teaches us the exact opposite of that, to still be able to rejoice in God's will and to find a place of peace. The scripture today is Philippians 4:11. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Tune in tomorrow when we shift to the difference between sprinting for God and running a marathon for Him. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.